buying or renting or paying off a mortgage, you might be having a tough time finding, affording a roof over your head.
Oh, yeah. Prices have just gone ballistic in the past 12 months, haven't they? Even friends of ours who are renting said they've been told that their rent's going to increase upwards of $150 per week at the next renewal, which just sounds extraordinary, doesn't it? And then if you're buying, well, good luck right now. And one town planner says that could be the response and the result of a ban on infill development that happened, you know, Brisbane City Council instigated this a couple of years ago. Natalie Raymond is a town planner who's from Yimby. That's the Yes in My Backyard group. Natalie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's your argument here?
All right. Well, I think there's obviously a complex set of things going on, but one important change that happened in our housing policy in Brisbane back in 2018 was what they called a ban on townhouses. And it meant that we've got a tier of different residential areas in Brisbane, from low to high density. We all see high rises happen in some of the inner city suburbs, particularly like, I guess, around Milton Station or Newstead. They're usually in the inner core. Then we've got the middle, and then we've got the low end of that density called low density housing. Low density residential is the majority of our suburbs in Brisbane, and in that area, we used to be able to have a mix of housing that helped with, I guess, the number of housing choices that were available and the number of housing options that were being delivered. And that was your typical house, or what they call a single family dwelling, as well as townhouses. So houses that share a common boundary, but still have their own backyard. So row houses or terrace houses. And in 2018, there was a policy change in Brisbane announced in the Brisbane Blueprint that said let's ban those townhouses in what really is the majority of Brisbane's residential areas.
And I remember doing talk back at the time, Natalie, from people saying, oh, it's changing the character of our suburb. We've got all this infill development. It's not what it used to be. We want that sort of development stopped. You say we need to revisit that now, particularly given where we're at with housing affordability.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly it. It does potentially change the character in our suburbs, but I think that is actually good change for a growing city and for the different needs of people, changing household sizes and types, and just changing preferences. So it really was something that we should have thought about a little bit more deeply at the time, but hopefully it's not too late to reverse.
Should there be a limit to it, though? Can we reach this happy medium where you don't change the character of a suburb too much?
I think that's exactly the point. So I would have liked us to have a more in-depth discussion about what that character was. Let's talk about the design of townhouses or the number of them in an area, the scale of them, rather than just ban them all together.
So you can build a townhouse that's in keeping with the character of the suburb?
Yeah, let's do that. I think that's a great idea.
Now, if your group, and that's Yes in My Backyard, was meeting with the NIMBY, the No in My Backyard group, how do you meet that compromise, Natalie? Because you'd both have opposing views on something like this.
Yeah, I think it's about talking about it and understanding that there are so many different people with different preferences, with different household needs. I think it's about people thinking a bit more broadly than just what their own preference is, what their own type of housing is, and have a look at, I guess, even if they do think about themselves, but in 20 years' time, will they want to downsize but stay in their own suburb? Or as their children grow up, will they want their children to be able to afford a rental or afford a property in the same neighbourhood? So let's think about how others choose to live. We might have multi-families that want to live, together. There's so many different choices and different, people in different stages of their life, and we really should reflect that in the housing that we provide.
Particularly when we're seeing an exploding population in southeast Queensland that, judging by some of the figures announced as part of the city deal earlier this week, isn't going to slow down anytime soon. Natalie, a really interesting point to bring up for discussion. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Town planner Natalie Raymond there from the Yes in My Backyard group. What do you think? Should we revisit that policy around infill development in those low-density areas? 1300 222 612, our phone number. Or you can send through a quick text message to 0467 922 612.
I'm not a fan of units and things and overcrowding in suburbs, but I don't mind the idea of if it keeps with the character of the suburb. If you can hold on to that character, then maybe it is a way to give people more affordable housing.
We've got a response from Brisbane City Council on this as well, from the City Planning Chair, Councillor Adam Allen, who says the amendment preventing townhouses from being built in low-density residential areas came after, and I quote here, significant feedback from residents who want to preserve the character of Brisbane. Builders continue to make use of the appropriate zoning that caters for increased density, particularly around shopping centres, main roads and public transport nodes. Brisbane is Australia's fastest growing capital city, and work on a new housing strategy will ensure we cater for the city's growth while protecting our enviable lifestyle. Is that how you see it?
Streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
What's in store weather-wise as we head towards the weekend? You'll find out next. This is Dummy M. She was on stage in Logan on Friday night for Eats and Beats.